ויירו אלו בהשם ואלוהי ממרה ויושב פסח אוהל כחוי מיוי. אברהם אבינו עסק הקדוש ברוך הוא הזניג לו לאברהם אבינו באלוהי ממרה, רשי סז הוא שנוסן לו יעיצו על המילה ופיכוך אולו אולו בחלקו. Chazal bring down that Avraham Avinu went to ask the Eitzah honor Eshkoil u'Mamre if to do the Bris Mila or not. And Mamre gave him an Eitzah to do the Mila. He says, Chachomim, all of them asked the following question. Why Avraham Avinu is going to take an Eitzah to do the Bris Mila or not? He had a tzad not to make the Bris Milah. And I heard two reasons, two good pshatim. One reason is, he didn't want the people to think that he got up in the morning, he was in the mood, and he just cut himself up. Kanoes, boom. He went to discuss it to his friends. What do you think about it? Hashem is telling me to cut. Makes sense. Doesn't make sense. Not that he was planning to listen or not. And Onar ve'eshkoil told him not to do it. So he went. But he wanted it to look that it's a decision that is made and taking place. One way to understand it. Another way that he wanted it to be that people will know that he's doing it. Not that he's hiding behind doing it. Avraham Avinu leaves the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he goes to Achnos HaSorchim. Chazal say, Mikan shegdoilo Achnos HaSorchim Yoiso Mikabol HaSpnei HaShchino. Some learn that this is the next posuk, Vayemer Hashem, Im Nomotso Sichem Beinecho. And some say that he's talking to the Malochim. But Godel Achnos HaSorchim Yoiso Mikabol HaSpnei HaShchino. So before we start, the famous Briskerov, we had two people that made Achnos HaSorchim. One Avraham Avinu and one Loit. Avraham Avinu, Shlishi Lemila, Loit is doing Achnos HaSorchim in a Pikuach Nefesh, the whole city wants to lynch him. His daughter, a couple of hours before, made Achnos HaSorchim, they covered her with honey, and the bees were stinging her. Yeah? This is Nefesh. And Loit is Loit, and Avraham Avinu becomes such a Chashavit. Do Achnos HaSorchim. Avraham gets all the credit and Loit gets garnished. And the Biskarov answered two tirutzim. One that's famous Biskarov. By Avraham they came like Arabs. By Loit they came like Malochim. You have people when a Rav comes to the neighborhood and their house the Rav stays. They make Moti Shabbos this beautiful reception for him. They give him the most fancy room. They order tongue, kumbris, everything, yeah? Chants, double black, raise all the zachen, yeah? When a Meshulach comes, tell him I'm not available. This is not a Chnos HaSorchim. Maybe it's covered a teich, no Sheikh is a Chnos HaSorchim. Their friends from camp, they invite every Shabbos to their house. Bochim from different places, never were invited. No shachis nachnos asorchim. Avraham was nachnis orchim, three Arabs. Nidmu loy ke Arabim. Nothing against Arabs, that's mishof, yeah? Loit, zinish ken chochme. Very nice, Chnos HaSorchim. Person has to measure himself. My house is the biggest Achlos HaSolchim house. Every Rebbe stays in my house. It's a covered factory. I'm not taking away. It's very nice that the Mechaber the Rebbe's. Second Teretz of the Briskelov, also beautiful like his first Teretz. Loit was Mesiras Nefesh. If someone will tell you now, they're going to kill you if you're not learning Torah, we'll hide under the benches and we'll learn, right? But some people I saw didn't get up Friday to be Spanish. What happened to them? To get up Friday, sometimes it's harder from Moisel Nefesh. I don't know if it's sad that there's one guy in Yeshiva that will tell him, they'll kill you. Kill me. So why did they wake up morning Friday? Hashem said to get up also. The same Hashem. It's harder. Avram is 90 years old, 100 years old. He's sick. He's in bed. He's not feeling good. The biggest excuse. And he makes Achnas HaSochim, this guy. No, it was dangerous. Hapikoach Nefesh, the goyim don't let to do Achnas HaSochim. Klai Yisrael were Moisel Nefesh. All the dangerous people were Moisel Nefesh. They'll tell you not to work in Shabbos. Everyone will find an excuse not to work in Shabbos, right? But then the same people will sleep in Nechleis. They'll have it in Shtiblach, 11 o'clock, yeah? Speaking of winter time, Nochman Tfilah, yeah? What happened? It's harder to fight the smaller Nisyonis from the bigger Nisyonis. Rav Volbe would say a shmuz, every Parshas Vayera in his yeshiva, he would say that today it's kimat irrelevant, Achnas HaSolchim. How much people need Achnas HaSolchim? And the ones that really need, you know, you're dangerous, you're scared to put them in the house, you don't know what will disappear. Yeah? He said, but there's one place that also behind you could do Achnas HaSolchim, and it's exactly like Avraham Avinu's house, with four doors. Avraham had four doors. It's a car that has four doors, and you're driving and someone's trying to hitch. So you look to the other side until you pass him, you know that? The guy needs a ride. So what do you say? Listen, I can't be bothered on the phone now, it would just disturb me. She couldn't stay in the room, it was inconvenient to the marriage. His wife had to move out of the room. But he let them in. I'm driving my wife, I put the guys, we can't have our conversation. Exactly what happened to Rav Avinu. He couldn't have the conversation with Rebbe Sinsoro. Not only that, the Ramban says, why Soro left? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the end of Parshas Lech Lecho that ki besoro ulishmol shmaticho aval soro yishtercho yoledes lecho bein. Now the Malachim come in Parshas Vayero, Bris ben Apsorim Hashem, Vayomer Avrom, Lo Yishmol Yichir Lefonecho, Vayomer Lo Yichir, Aval Soro Yoledes Lecho Ben, Velishmol Shmaticho. Comes Parshas Vayero, the Malachim come, and they tell her, Hey Soro Yishtercho. So she's in the oil. Vayomer Kerei Yischayo, Ho Le Soro Ben, Ve Soro Shemaz, Latitzchak Soro Bekir Balimon, Vayomer Hashem, Lo Motzochak Esoro. Like the Ramban, Hashem told him already before. So the Ramban, Vaistois Avram never informed Sarah and the Nevuah that they're going to have a baby. Like the Ramban, they're 100 years old, she doesn't have a baby. So sad. Hashem is telling him she's having a baby, he's not telling her. And 3 days passed. It was Shlishi Lemila. 3 days already, Avram knows that he's going to have a baby from Sarah. Why are you not telling your wife? As I frag the Ramban in our parsha. The Ramban says two terutzi. One teretz the Ramban says that a lot of times a Novi, Hashem tells a Novi everything that is going to happen. So Avram knew that Hashem will tell Sarah. He doesn't have to tell her his nevuah. So he left it to Hashem. Second teretz of the Ramban, Hashem told him to make a bismillah, so he rushed to do the bismillah. It was no time to talk to his wife. Then he was so weak he couldn't talk. And the guest came and he stand up to the Kavah Hosasol. This was the Achnos HaSorachim from Avraham Avinu. This was the Achnos HaSorachim from Avraham Avinu. So we can zechlas asolchim from all the doors. So mamele, val Avraham Avinu made such a mesiras nefesh of achlas asolchim. This is what counts. The other things don't count. So Chazal say, "Vayomer, if no matzosi, I'll not avur ma'al avdecho, mikal shachnos asorchim gdoilo yoisu mikabol askne hashchina." And the mir was a joke they said over all the years. It was Rosh Hashiva, it was called Rabbeinish. He was the Rosh Hashiva before of Nesan Tzvi. It's called Rabbeinish Finkel. It's the father-in-law of Nesan Tzvi. It's the grandfather of the Haiti Rosh Hashiva. He would have a lot of dreams. Every morning, every while, he would make a Tavas Chalom. He had dreams. One morning, he gets up, he's telling over a dream that he had. This is where the story goes. That he was dreaming that Eliyahu HaNavi came to him in the middle of the night. And he was speaking to him. And in the middle of the dream, guests came. And he carried on speaking to Eliyahu HaNavi. So Eliyahu HaNavi told him, Beinish. So he said, Eliyahu, to speak to Eliyahu in the dream is also epis. Achlas asochim in the dream is garnished. There's no point. You have to know the Mayim Nevuchim here, I'm not going to mouth. Mayim Nevuchim learned that the whole thing here was a dream, but yeah, it's a divrei Kabbalah, it's not the Mokim now. Yukach no me'at mayim. Avraham is very generous, and he gives them, he cuts, he shechts three cows, everything is very generous. And the water, he's giving them a little bit. Yukach no me'at mayim. Rashi says, al yedei shaliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shilem al yedei shaliach. When Hashem gave the water, the mon Hashem gave, but the be'er, Moshe Rabbeinu gave. And before she asked, what is Yukach no me'at mayim? Why he gave only a little bit water? And it's two tirutzim. On derech hapshat, Rashi says the reason this water was given to rinse their feet from avodah zarah. Like my machoinim, we give a little bit, right? Someone comes, you tell him his feet is dirty, you don't bring him a big bag. It means mamish, shmutz, yeah? Tell him, take a little bit of water, maybe, say, you know, take a little water, take a baby wipe, just, you know, wipe your hands, you know, just you know, clean your beard a little bit. And then cheretz, you don't take a bucket, please clean yourself, take a shower. Just maybe if you're going to go to the side, let's maybe just a little bit put together. But the Nachal Eliyahu says a givalde givot. He says, Avraham was very generous. Everything he did himself or through his kids. The water, he didn't do himself, he gave a shaliach. Why is this was a tviya? Chazal said that thing, he didn't get paid himself, he got paid on yidei shaliach. When you do a mitzvah, not on the cheshbon of someone else. Say, in the old days, you know, it was a guy that had to bring the water. Chofetz Chaim saw someone washing his hands, like, you know, the ganze hidurim. He told him what, that the gabe of the shul has to bring, to carry back and forth another two buckets of water. Rabbi Saul Salanter was a yid that begged him every year to come to eat by him. When he came to the city, Rabbi Saul didn't want. He said, Rebbe, you know, we make a matzah and that. Oine. Rebbe. He said, Rebbe, I understand now, I chap why you don't come. You don't trust my kashrus. I want to tell you, the cook in our house is the almana of the Rav Zatzal in the city. She knows everything. Rebbe, she's there in the kitchen, she checks the matzv. You could come, when Mama have a matzv, hundreds of people come. It's Mama should be coming for the musa. Rebbe Saul said, I'm coming. He came, they washed, they started to sing zmiras, and so said, the fish, the soup, the chicken. Kids are half an hour, the whole meal was over. We saw, I just wanted to go to the cook, the tanker. Evan is walking into the kitchen. Thank you, so good food. She says, Rebbe, please come every week. You know, my parnos is to be a cook in this house. I have two little yesemim in the house. The Shabbos, they want me to go over the parsha with them. I'm never home. When I come home, they're sleeping. This week that you came, I could come home in time. Yisrael told the guy, you think you're doing a long Lil Shabbos till 12 o'clock by night, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with you Lil Shabbos? Hashem wants this almana to be back home. Not every time a mitzvah, you have to make a cheshbon if you step against someone else when you're doing the mitzvah, or you're not stepping against someone else when you're doing the mitzvah. A person has to measure. Yukach no me'at mine. When Avraham Avinu does himself, ve'laboko rotz Avraham, 3 cows for 3 tongues. Shefa, shefa. Oh, but what he doesn't do himself, what he's asking someone else to do, Zohar B'Yisrael, member, the disciples of the Shmuz, some guys in Mamish, they like to learn Be'il. They come to this marriage, they take out every achroim, they have 2 piles, you know, Hagrizim V'Arevol, and they're sitting and learning, and after half an hour he has a headache, and then let the guy that organizes the sefer to figure it out, to put it back. That's Mishkan Masmit. You want to take out every sefer? Put it back. I'm not saying now every time to remember, there's no chazak. But he says, you're becoming a tzaddik, imamish. He takes out the Ramban just in case he needs to check him. He doesn't want to get up in the middle of his learning. And also the Rashba, just in case the Rashba, the Ramban will bring up the Rashba. It never happened. Yeah? Because the Rashba brings the Ramban, not Lehev. But just in case he brings the Rashba, and maybe it's Rabbi Kiveger and the Sugi, it's Kedai to have also Oil Teira with the Koivitz. He's everything, he is organizing himself. And he doesn't want chas v'shalom in the middle of the learning that he has to get up. So a little shas he brings with him. Everything is there. So just happen. When he finishes the learning, let the oilam to be mesal. That's nishkan darach. That's nishkan darach. When Aboker rots Avraham, Vayiten el anar vayemayer la'aso Yisrael. Rashi says that anar ze yishmoel lechanchoi b'mitzvus. Stad the Marsha says that why here, there it says that when Avraham made al day shaliach, he got punished that the water Hashem didn't give Klal Yisrael direct. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the water to Klal Yisrael. Why here it doesn't say that it's a tviyah that he gave to the nar la'aso Yisrael? The Torah says, here it was the mechanch yishmoel. It's under Rezach. Avraham v'skein v'skoni v'titzchak soro bekir v'leimoyer v'yemer Hashem el Avraham lomo ze tzochak osoro leimoyer ha'afom m'ilem v'ani zokanti ha'ipole me'ashem dobo l'moed ashu v'lecho k'eschayo v'lesoro ben. There's a lot of shverkait v'tekach el soro v'ato yimor lo yitzochak ken tzochak. Why was a tviya on Avraham Avinu that soro left? Hashem had to tell Soro, Soro, why you left? Why are you tzochako? I don't know what a tzochako means. So they say over a famous ma'aseh that Reb Chaim was a chosid, I don't want to say velcha chasidus. He came to Reb Chaim, and he told Reb Chaim a story that he took his talmidim to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe gave one of the talmidim, one of the kids, it was 5 years old kids, an apple. The kid took the apple and he bought bite inside and he didn't make a bracha. So I, that chosid, I yelled at my Talmid, a bracha. So the Rebbe told me, the problem is not your Talmid, you're the problem, you're not a good Rebbe. You're not a good Rebbe. You're not a good teacher. Why your Talmid did it? So Chaim Brisker, when this chosid told him to, so he said, so the tanya is not on you, your tanya is on your Rebbe. There's a famous, I just not say the name, there's a famous story. It was a very big balagan of Klal Yisrael. They taught Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim didn't mean to chat, but he just said it, yeah? A lot of times in life, and I'm telling you, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you'll have kids, you'll understand what I'm saying. You have your son, in the middle of benching, you see your son starts to check the news. Move the son, he starts to play. He says, Baruch Hashem, Azdele Shalom Kulei B'tuvoi, B'Shalom. You know, like this short vision. It's living Mahalchim. And you get so annoyed with yourself. You yell, in the old days you patch, yeah? Zogin the Bali Chinuch, don't yell on your son and don't patch it. Patch yourself. If he would see his father benching like the Amshin of a Rebbe, promise me he would bench. He sees his father also benching and say, no, benching, no. Yeah? So this is the way he benches. So I'm not saying, I'm saying the father just checks 5 emails during davening. Not only 5. So the kid checks his cards 50 times during davening. He counts them again, it's the same counting. But Lamashana, he just counts them again, yeah? The cards that he's collecting. Nowadays you can say the kid checks his emails. But Lamashana, but I'm saying, the father says, I only checked, Mamash, you know, it was a business deal, $5 billion, I had to go through and I was just waiting for an answer. If he would know that you don't touch it during davening, he would also not touch it. A lot of time, the taina is not on the wife. The taina is not on the kid. You have to be the example. If you would be the example, Hashem tells Avraham, I'm not asking Sarah. Sarah is in the house, again, we don't understand these things, she's in the house of Avraham Avinu. In the house of Avraham Avinu, if a malach said that someone could have a baby 90 years old, it's normal. When the daughter of Chanina ben Doisa come crying to her father, we're so poor and we don't have money, and a mistake I put inside the chandelier, I put inside vinegar instead of oil. He told us, what is the problem? If oil lights, vinegar lights. Why are you worried? It was a mistake, it will light. This is the way Chanina ben Doisa lived. The Rebbe says, what means so? It says 90. What, 90 is a problem? 9 is it difficult? Avraham, the level of Emunah in the house is not the 9. Lefi madregoscho, you have to be mashpia and so more. I'm jumping a second to the end of the parasha, the famous Biskarov. Vateilach, when Avraham Avinu sends away Yishmael from the house. It looks like a very cruel story, yeah? He gives him bread and water and he sends him away. If we manage, we'll get to it. It's a big limud b'fnei atzmo. Avraham Avinu, the Baal HaChesed, is throwing away his son. Vateilech vateita be'er sheva. Hogo, the pasuk says, she got lost in the midbar. She almost got dehydrated, yeah? It's not that Avraham sent her to a way to get dehydrated. He gave her a bucket of water, and it was the plan that she will walk in the right way, she will come where the Bedouin is, and then she will have where to be. But she got lost in the desert. The pasuk is Vateita be'er sheva. Zogdrashi Vateita Chozro legilule be'isavio. She shmatzach. It said that she got lost. Rashi says, "Vateilech vateita bebe'er b'sheva shechozro legilulei beis avio." Chozro legilulei beis avio. The answer is, Zogdi Biskarov, someone that is in Avraham Avinu's house that sees malochim, and look what happened. A second later, the malochim start to fly. Come over to her. Yeah, I'm waiting for the malach to come to me. Noch never came yet. Yeah, maybe I didn't recognize him. She is in a madrega that she sees malochim. We're speaking on a complete different level. Why she's lost? Why she feels lost? Vaistois, she left the emunah in Boira Olam. Because in their emunah in Boira Olam is no musik to be lost. When you believe in Boira Olam, there's no musik I'm lost. Then we have the hard parsha. I want maybe a little bit, I saw both from the Sad Merebbe, and I want a little bit to explain it. The Malochim go to Zdoil. And Hashem says, Amechasani me'avrom asher ani oise, what I'm not telling Avrom what I'm going to do. Ve'avrom yi elegoi godol otzum manibur b'chu, yedati leman asher yetzave esbon of achrov, I have to tell him what is going on. And Hashem turns over to Avraham and tells him, listen, Sodom are bad people, we're going to turn it around. And Avraham Avinu starts to daven. Chazal said that Rabbi Avraham Avinu davens. Vayashkem Avraham baboiker el hamokom. Why Avraham Avinu is davening against Sdom? Sdom were terrible people. Chazal say, if you hit someone with a stone, you had to pay the guy that took out blood from you. The guest came, they put him on a long bed, they cut their feet. If they were short, they put him on a big bed and they stretched them. Stories. ISIS, mamash, yeah? Mamash, crazy matzah. You will hear, kivyochol, that Hashem is going to destroy ISIS, yeah? This is it, we can't anymore. Hashem tells me, Hashem, but maybe a couple good guys there. Maybe. No one will talk to you anymore, yeah? Sdoim, Roim v'chatoim, was a girl of Lloyd, they cover her with honey, they put her on the roof, and all the bees come. Ridiculous. And Avraham Avinu is davening. And it says, Vayashkim Avraham baboiker. Rashi says, why he didn't go by night to daven? Also, lotzes yechidi. Frank the Satmar Rebbe, also lotzes yechidi. Take Eliezer. We'll see later in the parasha, he takes Eliezer. Yishmoel, he has his oilum, yeah? He has his gaboy. Frank the Satmar Rebbe, when you daven on a rosha, first you do it in private. That not chas v'sholom, someone will think that you're supporting the rosha. He says, in a second I will explain why you're davening on a rosha. He said, I do the same thing, he said. I fight, with the Satmar Rebbe fought, we know, against all these things. He said, when no one is around, I daven for them. I daven for Yeshua Eretz Yisrael, I daven for the soldiers, I daven for everyone. But when no one sees, that no one will think that I'm supporting. Avraham Avinu cannot take Yishmael v'Eliezer. Why? What are you davening? Sdoim? Sdoim is b'seder. Why are you davening? And he says, why could Hashem? Not that. The question is, Hashem told Avraham the whole story for Sdoim. He wanted him to daven, right? And then he told him, but it doesn't work. So what is the purpose to tell Avraham what is going to happen? Avraham gets the message, Sdoim is about to get destroyed. So Avraham is davening. Foshim explained, Avraham Avinu was setting the path for Klal Yisrael, that even in Doiros that people will do Averas, Im Yesh Chamishim Tzadikim Boir, they could save the year. Im Yesh Chamishim Tzadikim Boir, they could save the year. The Doiros of Klal Yisrael will go down. If there are 40 tzaddikim, Hashem will give a promise that He's not doing it. We know in Sdoim you don't have that. But Hashem wanted Avraham to be maimit. This is Yesod. He wanted to be maimit this Yesod. Bow down. Even if it's Rishoyim. But Avraham was maimi the matzev. That if yesh tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not do it. Satmar Rebbe says on another vault that we know tzadik yesod oilam, but tzadik could save Klal Yisrael. So why you need 50? Givaldik vault. If yesh chamishim tzadikim bo'ir. He says, we speak about Sdoim Dike Tzadikim. Chamishim Tzadikim, the people that live at Sdoim, I just kidding, you know, the good people left. 50 Sdoim Dike Tzadikim could save the matzah. A real Tzadik could save the matzah himself. Pozik is Mamshich. They take out Lloyd. That would go back to that. and Zdom turns over, and they go to the house, to the cave, Lot and his daughters. The first night, the older one marries him. Second night, the second one marries him. I wanted to bring down something that I saw. I'm just saying it like I saw. It's almost truth. It's written down there. For me, it was new to hear it. So the sefer that came out. And Shnas Tof Reish Beis. It's like 95 years ago. One of the Choshev Balabatim in the city, Buliotz, Reb Moshe Feinstein was the Rav there. So Reb Moshe Feinstein says over the story. He became very sick. He was about to die. He asked Reb Moshe Feinstein to come in. And he asked everyone to go out the room. It was Parshas Chayesol. And he told Reb Moshe last week was Parshas Vayeho. And I asked the question in my shul. How the daughters of Lot was zeiche that Mashiach will come out from them? David HaMelech is the grandson. What? Rusa Moavia. She's the daughter of Moav. What is Moav? Me'av. Amoim? A little bit less. Right? The older one called him Matashkena. Abchira called him Me'av. The Tzira said, Ben Ami. Such a chutzpah. Such a chutzpah. Such disgusting. How there was like, he said, and that night two ladies came over to me in my dream. So Moshe over says over the story. It's a new sefer that came out, brings it out. They were very old. They were covered, you know. You couldn't see them, like this black, I couldn't see the faces. They said, we are the daughters of Lot. And we came to answer you why we use such disgusting names for the kids. Me'ov or Ben-Ami. They said, when we were in the cave, we believed that no one else is left in the world, right? And we felt that we have to bring kids from our parents. We could have said that our kids were born not from our father. A malach came. And we could have created a new kind of relation, a new kind of nation, religion. The Dilemavi. And we were scared that years later people will make such a story. The Dilemavi. We decided to give names that everyone will know we did it from our father. And because you are Mevazos, you will die. He finished to state the story, and he died. This is my son, Moshe Feinstein, said over. If it's true, it's a beautiful mice. You know, it's a safer, that someone bothered me to me this week. Yalla Sefer. It's not us. Shrei Mikro, maybe it's called. What? It says Bodem Negus of Moshe Feinstein. I saw he's quoting it somewhere, I just didn't check. I'm saying Moshe Feinstein is Neman. And if Moshe Feinstein will not think that this person is telling a real story, I don't think Moshe will bring it down. I think it's a nice thing to know. We'll go weiter. Hashem Pogad Esoro, Vatar Ben Liskunov. We'll go weiter. And Hashem achar advorim ra'ile, v'eloikim nisra es avrom, we come to the Akeda. Kachno es bincho es yichidcho asher ohavto es yitzchok, v'lech lecho el eretz amoirio, v'aleyu shom lo'ilo alacha adahorim asherim ha'ilecho. וישכם אברהם בבויקר ויקח את שני נאור ויטוי ואת יצחוק בנוי and they go ביום השלישי וישר אברהם עשינו וירס המוקוי מרוחק עקדס יצחוק one of the biggest parshas in Klal Yisrael. We'll start. So Hashem tells him to go to Amiriyo. Avram is walking for 3 days with Eliezer and Ishmael and Yitzchok. Bayom HaShlishi, they see the mountain. He leaves them and he goes. So I want to say a Shana Ma'isif after the Kovach Shabbos Kodesh. You can say over. I heard it. The Satmar Rebbe was once on a boat with the Blazer Plashinsky. You know Blazer Plashinsky? You heard about the Blazer Plashinsky? It's a Goyen Oilov. Blazer Plashinsky would say, Alamol, I have Shas Bavli here. Yerushalmi here, Rambam here, Rishonim here. I do like this, and Shtikoteri comes out. Famous Rav Blazer Plashinsky. Yeah, Blazer Plashinsky. And he was with the Satmar Rebbe in a boat, and the boat was taking forever. So Blazer told the Satmar Rebbe, Rebbe, you're Balaboyfus. Make Fitzes Adach. I'm not a Rebbe, but you're a Rebbe. Make Fitzes Adach. So the Satmar Rebbe told him, I have a kasha in this week's parsha. Avram, Hashem tells Avram to do the Akedah. He walks for 3 days. Avram can't have a Kfitzes HaDerech? Why has to walk for 3 days? It's not the Ramban answer. You know what the Ramban answer is? Hashem made that way to be forever. That people will not think Avram Avinu got up and with a mood, he shecht Yitzchak. He gave him 3 days to change his mind. You know how it goes. Minche Rosh Hashanah, the second day, you know how it looks, yeah? At the beginning, everyone is shocked. Minche Rosh Hashanah, the second day. You know, there's a lot of seats in the shul, in every shul in the world, yeah? It's a pele, we're the oil of David, you never figure it out, yeah? Second day, Rosh Hashanah. Why? Kacha zeh. Hashem gave him 3 days. Ah, the first 5 minutes, akeide. But the Satmar Rebbe told the Blazer Silver. Again, back to the kasha. Why was no Kfitzes HaDerech? Terence says Avram was going with Eliezer and Ishmael and Yitzchok. So why was not Kfitzes HaDerech? He said, was given doch na laser, we can't make Kfitzes HaDerech. So Satmar Rebbe told him, given a laser, we can't make Kfitzes HaDerech. I can't make Kfitzes HaDerech. We call Mekoyim. Avram was going to the Akedah. ויאמר אל יצחק אל אברום אבי ויאמר אבי ויאמר הנני בני ויאמר הנה האיש והעצים ויהיה עשה לאוילו ויאמר אברום לא יקים עיר לא עשה לאוילו בני וילכו שניים יחדו ויבואו אל המקום אשר אמר לו לא יקים ויבן שם אברום חזל tell us that when Avram Avinu was walking in the Akedah, the Satan came to disturb. He filled up the whole place with water. And Avram had to walk in the water. First it was up to his feet. Then it was up to his knees. Then it was up to his neck. Up to his mouth. To his nose. He says, Boi re'oilom, bo maim ad nofesh. Vayigar Hashem basotin, the water disappeared. Then it was a big mountain. Till he got to the mountain. I want to ask you a question. What would be if Avram, when the water came up to his neck, he would say, listen, I'm an old man, it's dangerous, I could slip, I could break my hip. You know, I can't go. And he would go back home. What would happen? We would not have the Akedah. But not only that. Avram would stay wet. He was inside the water. He went one more step, and Hashem yelled on the water to disappear, so it was in his bar that it's not water, and he became dry. I'm asking. And this Yonis alive, sometimes it looks impossible. I can't. I just can't anymore. You don't know, one more step, the headache disappears. One more step, your dira gets organized. One more step, and everything is taken care of. But the problem is people give up. As I said before, they can't anymore. When they feel they can't anymore, then is the time to be mamshich. Vayomer Avraham, Vayomer Malach Hashem leShamayim, Al tishdar yodcho lanar, Val tas lo imeumo, Ato yodati ki yor Elohim ato. I just want to say one more vote. We'll finish. Last in the end, in Maftir. Vahi achar advorim haele, vayugad leAvraham, leimor hine yoldo milko, gamhi bonim lenochor ochicho, esutz bechoroi, zot Rashi. Achar advorim haele, beshuvoim mehara moirio. When Avraham was walking back from Hara Moirio, hoyo Avraham meharer vaoimer, ilu hoyo bni shochut, kvar hoyo hoylech beloibonim. If I would shecht Yitzchok, I would be left with now eniklach. I had to marry him off earlier. So he miyad sent to bring Rivka. It's a medrash. So Bashkafa Rishani, you think of Rome was very practical. He realized this, Baruch Hashem, this time Hashem left him. You know, tomorrow morning Hashem could check him again. You know, we have to marry him just in case he disappears. A car accident, we'll have something left. Kotzke Rebbe said, Avraham Avinu. Avraham said, Avraham wanted to do that Akedah. He said, I realize why Hashem didn't let me. Because Hashem promised me, be Yitzchok Yikor Lechazora. And if Yitzchok will die, it's no eniklach. So Hashem didn't let it. So it's my fault that I was not zeichet to Akedah Yitzchok. If I would marry him, I would shecht him. Nothing. What is the kasha? Hari when Avraham Avinu came to shecht Yitzchok, he asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't understand. You told me ki be Yitzchok yikor lechazera. Now you tell me to shecht. Then you tell me not to. And the Malach tells him, I never tell you to shecht. I just told him to put it up and put it down. Yeah, all of us know the chazal. But yeah, the nisoyan was Hashem told him ki be Yitzchok yikor lechazera. The answer is, Avraham felt, if I would marry him, this thing would not happen. So I'm shulding that I didn't marry him. So the Mele, he rushed right away to marry him.